here, this part of us that's our immaterial part, the aspect of an inner man, inner woman. And it can symbolize meanings such as the mind, the will, the conscience, and the affections of our life. And so when the Lord says to keep our heart, He's talking about these areas of our life. You see, the mind is the intelligent department of our bodies. It's where all our intelligence comes from. It's where we think through things, where we analyze things. And it's very important that we guard that, because the Scriptures say, as a man thinks in his heart, guess what? So is he. And that's from another proverb, Proverbs 23:7. If we think a certain way, that's how we become. That's why it's extremely important for you to keep your mind guarded. Keep your heart guarded, because if you think wrong, well, you're going to turn out wrong. When I was growing up, there was a pastor that I appreciated very much, and he said one day, Roy Putnam, he said this. He said, "You're not what you think you are, but what you think you are." And I always liked that, because that's really true. If your mind is on something, you're going to become whatever your mind is on. The Scripture says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 6 that if a person's spiritually minded, then they'll experience life and peace. But if they're carnally minded, they're thinking on the things that are of the world, not of the things of God, then they're going to have their mind go into death, and it will actually cause major disruptions within their body, within their system. And so it's very important that we guard the intelligence center of our lives. It's also important that we guard our will, because the will is the gatekeeper. The will keeps in and out. We make decisions with our will, and the Scripture tells us that God's given us the ability to think about things. In the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 10 and verse 5, we read these words, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." And our will allows us to do that. Our will says, no, I've got to think about this. All of us have remotes at home, right? And when you're watching something, if it's on a DVD, you can push the pause button. And that's what I like to do many times in my thoughts, is push the pause button and look and see, what am I thinking about? And if I stand back away from my thought and take a look at it, I can see if it's something that has the understanding that God is over all and God's in control and God's working through things and I can trust Him because I'm His child. Or am I thinking another way? I mean, if you have fear, guess what? Fear isn't coming from the Lord. In most cases, it's coming from the evil one who's wanting you to be filled with fear and is wanting to disrupt your peace. He's wanting you not to live in joy. All those things that God wants to bring to you. And so those are matters where you have to deal with that. Another aspect of our inner man is the conscience. That's the judicial department. That's where we decide whether it's good or bad. Paul said one time in the book of Acts chapter 24 and verse 16, "I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense towards God and man." Great goal that we have our lives. We know God sees everything, and we want to have our minds, our lives, where God's pleased with us. He's pleased with us because we're His children, but I want to walk His way because I found His way is the best, and everything else, I get. So I want to walk in His way, and I've also found that it's very good to have your mind and have your life where you don't have offenses towards anybody. Now, quite frankly, just being a Christian is going to offend some people. You know, I've met some people who, because I'm a Christian, they won't be happy till I quit breathing. When I die, then they'll be happy because they just don't like me because I'm a Christian. Now, we've never had a chance to really engage much. But they have a stereotype about me, and they just don't like me. So I understand that. But as much as I can, I try to live at peace with all people as much as is within me. And then the final thing is this aspect, our affections. That's the feeling department, how you feel about stuff. And it's real easy to have our feelings pulled one way or another. That's why we're told to guard our heart. Because the Scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And it's real easy to have our hearts pulled to the treasures of the world, where we love the things in the world and the stuff in the world rather than God. And that's constantly, many times, a battle with that. And the Scriptures tell us to seek first His kingdom in Matthew 6:33. And the church is not doing this many times. In the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, Jesus is talking to seven particular churches in Asia, and he says this to one of them. He says in chapter 2, verse 4, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love." And that's possible for believers. You know, they fell in love with Jesus Christ because they know that he took their sins on the cross. And they said, "Lord, I'll walk with you, but it's really easy to get so many other things in your heart that the love of him is pushed aside." And so I just want to encourage you. The scriptures are very clear. The Lord wants us to keep our heart with all diligence. If you're not keeping that with all diligence, you'll be a person who runs into a lot of problems in life, and God wants to bless you. Many times we're our own worst enemy. Have you ever found that to be true? And the scripture says you need to keep your heart with all diligence. If not, then the issues of life that will spring forth from it will bring about destruction. But if you keep it and you walk with the Lord, then you'll find that the issues of life spring forth in wonderful blessings as you walk with God.